everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and welcome to episode 40 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I am Bobby Dooley. I'm here with my husband, Steve, and every day we try to give you a glimpse into the world of the Western States Homeowners Association. We, of course, again, thank our mentor and executive producer, Phil Hendry, the world of Phil Hendry, producing our show. There's a couple of things, Steve, that we want to get out of the way today.
Yeah, we've got to get around the rocker panel.
That's very key. Also, we wanted to, mention the change of music.
Yeah, there's a lady,
Well, let me do it.
The one lady.
Mm-hmm. One gal who is not even a member of Circle of Taste. She's not a member of our homeowners board. As a matter of fact, she doesn't even live at Western Estates. I don't remember her name. Some gal that listens to our podcast. And we really, 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 you know, honor, you know, the women that listen to the podcast.
And the men, too.
Mm-hmm. And the men. But if you don't live at Western Estates and you're not in the Circle of Taste, which is something that is closed to men, and the reason why is because we think it would be sort of weird and creepy and would make you look like the biggest freak in the world if you were a man and you belong to the Circle of Taste, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know if that's wrong or sexisms, but that's sort of how it must be. Anyway, if you are not in the Circle of Taste and not a homeowner at the Western Estates homeowner place, that's not what it's called. I'm sorry, I hit the table. Can we cut that out? Rick Wiffner, are you there? Cut out my elbow hitting.
Come on, Wiffner, get on it.
Don't say that to him, Rick, please.
I'm just telling you to get on it. I'm higher ranked than you.
Okay, can we stop?
Well, why does he get to say that?
Because I don't want him to be feeling as if you have a higher rank. He is the engineer, you see?
Oh, gosh.
Steve, don't start. Don't start, please. Okay, count it down. We have to get back into the podcast.
Oh, sorry. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
And anyway, we want to hear from you, but if you're not in our homeowners association, we don't really care. I guess we don't really, and I don't mean anything mean by this, but we don't really care what you think. You know, something just struck me, and usually I'm going to go with the feeling that I have. I know that I've slapped Steve's face from time to time, and I do that, as a lot of gals will, when they're upset with their husbands. There's another reason why sometimes I know you gals out there, you know, want to slap your husband across the face. And that's when he is looking really good, really hot, like Steve is right now. He's in his work clothes. He just came from, you know, laying some pipe, some sprinkler.
Well, I got dirt on me.
Mm-hmm. You do have dirt on you. And you look really filthy, and I'm disgusted by you, but I'm also extremely turned on. How dare you do that when I'm in the middle of the podcast? Come here.
No, please. Ow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I slapped him because he's so hot. You really make me angry when you look so good, and I'm in the... Come over here, you bad boy.
Oh, come on, Mama.
Come here, you bad boy.
Ow, God.
Don't you ever make me all hot like that again. Sit down there. Don't leave. Sit down. I want to look at you. So, you gals, you know what I mean, don't you? This happens to me a lot. He comes in. He's a filthy mess. He stinks of fertilizer. He stinks of sweat. You know, there's just filth on him, and he looks so good, I could just... Anyway, now you have me all distracted, Steve.
Well, when you got it, you got to, you know, flaunt it.
Shut your filthy mouth.
Well?
Shut your filthy mouth. Tonight, the handcuffs. That's right. Only you're going to put me in the handcuffs. Anyway, I don't want to gross any women out who don't have regular sex with anyone. And I don't mean that. I'm not judging you. I know that if you're not getting it, you know, regularly, I think there are things that can be done for you. I'm not really sure yet. But in any event, I am super, super glad that you're all on board with our podcasts and the music. But the one gal that was upset with the fact that we didn't have our regular music last week, I can only say this to you. We've gone back to our regular music. We really never should have, because I don't really want any women telling me what to do who are at least not on the steering committee for a tacular, you know?
Yeah, you got to be on tacular steering committee or circle of taste. Or the tacular of taste, or there's not a tacular of taste. I don't.
It's all right. There is no tacular of taste. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're such a stupid, ignorant, but thoroughly sexy man. I'm going to kick your behind. Anyway, today's one of those days, you know. Anyway, so some woman said she did. You know what? I want to end the podcast because this dirty, filthy animal.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Charles Manson.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. The World of Phil Hendry on the Sideshow Network.
Ow! Ow!
Keep on twisting until... Oh, we're still on?
Ow!
Oh, disgusting.